This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody.
Same to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much.
So
it's nice to be here.
I know that, you know, there's a lot going on in the world.
Well,
and yet,
series.
Yuzette left here with Wishaka.
Oh my God, I know. I actually kept going back in my head all day, all weekend long. And then Hooman and I were talking about last night. Like, Yuzette, I haven't seen you as happy as you were on Friday in 2 years. Oh, you're on.
Is that real happiness though? Or was that, I created an event that I can't get out of now?
I'm not you, Vinny.
Oh,
the happiness was real.
Okay.
Ouch.
No. Are you kidding me? Hooman actually just said like 2 minutes ago, he goes, I've never seen you so happy.
I'm like, that's so funny.
That S is real.
Yeah.
Like it's for
like
real.
Like the song, she was like, she's so happy about that. She was going crazy when Wishaka was here. Like even the montage, it was 15 minutes long. She was all about it.
14 minutes, but yeah.
Right. I just was very happy to see you so happy.
She left. Or she's leaving this morning.
Oh.
I saw her yesterday.
So did you guys hang out a lot this weekend, or did she have a lot of other stuff to do?
So we hung out. We had Alden Tanaka, who was driving us around on Friday.
He's a nice boy.
He's very nice. And so we went out on Friday, went around all the places, and then ate lunch. Ended up leaving my car here.
Oh.
When you say all the places, you mean you did the touristy...
Exactly.
San Francisco circle. Mm-hmm.
So Alden just drove you guys all around.
All around. We ended up being at Pier 39 to... Oh, no. That was on Thursday. All I've done is eat and drink for the past 4 days.
Sounds like paradise.
Do you and Wishaka have that in common?
She doesn't drink as much as I do.
Ah.
Did you tone it back while she was here?
No. Why?
Because her daughter...
It's not my daughter.
Okay. Did they have to pour you into cars ever? Or no?
No, not at all.
Thank God.
We went to the Cliff House yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
Great.
Yeah,
beautiful.
My it's old stomping ground.
Yeah, right?
I lived right there
it's
forever.
It's so much different than,
for 2 years.
You know.
They really have completely redone
divided
that whole
it
area.
Into different restaurants.
Yeah.
And so it was just so beautiful.
Good.
Yeah, so I cried again.
Oh, boy.
Of course you cried.
So let me ask you a question. One of the things that occurred to me over the weekend while Wishaka has flown into town and taken over, you know, a chunk of your life is how was Johnny V reacting to Washaka's appearance? Was he like, great, got to go to work, bye? Or was he...
Did he hang with
we
you
should
guys
get
as well?
Her out here more often? Or
no, didn't ask me one single thing.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well.
What the F is going Ruh-roh. On here?
And
he's, well, he's
right.
busy working. He's yeah. busy working, and, you know, he's glad that she was here, and he knows that she's my friend. They didn't meet.
Oh.
They didn't meet?
Oh, so she didn't come to your house, or he just wasn't
no,
there when she was?
No, she actually did not come to my house.
Oh.
You guys didn't go by and get in one of the most expensive Mercedes and have him drive you around?
Oh, I thought about it, but... She was pretty centralized here, so I kept coming back here. I had to work on Saturday, so I didn't see her at all.
Oh, yeah. How did the Ulta thing go?
It was so great.
Yeah, I saw a couple of pictures that you put up.
Oh, people were so nice. It was really, really fun.
No problem finding Pleasant Hill and all that?
Well, Alden.
Oh, did Alden drive?
You and Alden.
So Alden picks me up. I don't even know what time. 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. It's still dark out.
Oh.
We come pick up my car. Driving back, and it's like, oh, the sunrise. And then I go, okay, I'll see you in 2 hours. He comes back to get me, to drive me to Pleasant Hill.
Oh, right.
Like at 9:30 in the morning, because we had to be there by 11.
Yeah.
And he hangs out. He's drinking coffee, just watching the people. I think I got him a date.
Oh.
So that's good.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's a bonus.
And then we went out and had drinks with Rizalyn, one of our listeners.
You guys know her.
Rizalyn. Her boy, Anthony, and sure. then her husband, Ted.
Yeah. All came to the party?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She introduced me to Ouzo.
Oh.
The drink?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's Ouzo?
It's like an Italian.
No, it's Greek.
Oh, it's Greek? Oh, okay.
They put the beans in them.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Like the vanilla beans?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it like, yeah, what is that? I can't remember.
Like, I don't know, liqueur?
Yeah, it's like a liqueur.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a flavored thing? Does it have a coffee flavor or
no,
something?
It has
or
like
a
more licorice-y flavor.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Well, that's, so I think it's called Sambuca.
Oh, yeah. Sambuca.
It is yeah. like it is like that.
Like is that? It like yes. that? Because I know that that's something that was around in my family, mm-hmm. but I haven't heard of it. What did you call it?
Ouzo.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
I think
yeah.
it's a very similar drink.
Mm-hmm.
But they are shots, right? That's not a sipper. Right.
Shots.
Well,
shots.
Can I
shots.
Really sip
shots.
Anything?
Shots.
We don't know.
So that was fun. That was fun.
Can you?
Not really.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Some people do.
Yeah,
good.
Any.
Good for them. Good on them. Good
oh yeah, you. Hooman does that.
Yourself. Oh yeah, Hooman will sip on a Bud Light.
Oh, we're doing shots. Great. I'll yes. have this for the next 2 hours.
Right.
Leave that there.
Yeah, I just keep wetting my tongue with it. I don't actually put any in my mouth.
Thank you.
Hooman went to 2 weddings this weekend, and he said that he got hammered at one of them.
Yeah.
By
right.
what does that mean exactly?
He got there so Price early. No one does that. He got there so early that he just sat at the bar.
He did.
So the wedding was at St. Helena at a hotel called Las Alcabas. Anyone hear
Las Alcabas?
Alcabas, no.
I don't know.
Not the best name, but the place was extraordinary.
Oh, God, I'm so happy right now.
Why is he happy?
Because he did the what thing, the little John thing. The little things with Vinny, man. It's just like, you never know what's going to tip the card over.
I didn't even hear it. It was so quiet.
Oh, I'm so happy. Go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Let me turn me off.
He's still laughing.
So you go to
it's not like the instruction was too complicated. I just read it wrong. I thought you go to this hotel, you take a shuttle to somewhere else, and then that's where the wedding is, and then you take another shuttle to the reception. But the wedding was actually at the Las Alcabas, and I just got there too early, and I didn't know what to do.
How early?
At least an hour and a half early. Oh. So I got there at 2, and the wedding was until 3:30, and so I just didn't know what to do. And the place was beautiful, so I said to the bartender, you know, whatever your best drink is, make it for me. The summertime cocktail. And then I just
No,
drank.
I thought you said he gave
then,
you Fernet.
Yeah, and then
he's out there sucking down Fernet.
You the drink woman, Fernet?
I do. Don't you?
No, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's the best.
And nobody
it's like
really
Drano.
It's a great digestive.
Although they're locals.
Oh.
I know, right?
Is that what they told you? That
yeah,
this will help your constitution?
Yeah, it does. It's good for your guts. Anyway, drink a bunch of that. And then next thing I know, I walk into the wedding. I'm buzzed. Oh. Hard.
Oh no!
You start to come down. You start to feel like irritable. And your
well,
eyes
I was a little like I could sense like every time somebody was talking to me, I was just kind of feisty and a little sharp, not smooth around the edges. But then by the time we got to the reception, it was I had calmed down.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 weddings in 1 weekend's a lot, but yeah. I loved both the couples.
He emceed the first wedding. They actually had him, you know, run the whole show.
Yeah, the reception.
It was a couple I've never even heard of. These friends.
I did my Hoopra. I did do my Hoopra.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Hoopra, I was actually thinking about the secret show for Wednesday. Because we're, you know, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Halloween is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And everyone around me is like coming up with costumes and figuring out what they're going to do.
Oh.
I picked up my costume.
Like my sister-in-law, my brother, they're like going all out.
Oh, they're coming to it?
They're going to come to it. And they're going, I'm like, you guys, you know, you can't win the costume contest. Like
right.
you're related to me. Like, I don't think that's really.
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, we don't care. We just want to.
Party.
Oh my God. She's like.
Well, they have a show, Sarah. They have to shine.
Yeah, I guess so. You gotta get out there and, you know, show that they made an effort.
Did they go to the Core 5 family party?
They did.
And how'd that go over?
It was a great night.
You guys didn't dogpile them. There's no initiation where they have to run like the gauntlet of fists or anything like that?
There is nothing like that.
What?
No. They brought the drinks. Everyone, those got sucked down. He made this huge pitcher of margaritas, and they were strong. And so everybody basically got two of them, and that really got the party going. And then Doug made these giant paellas. And it's tough, you know. We got a gluten-free person. We've got a couple vegetarians in this group. Huge pains in the asses. So he makes one that's like a regular one, and then one that's like kind of a specialty one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot of work, and they're in there, and they're cooking, and, you know, we're rocking out. We start singing afterwards. We go crazy. It was my but brother and Debbie fit right in.
The core five, let them in. There's no initiation.
Well, I don't think that we're not expanding it to the core six or anything, but because my brother and sister-in-law are around.
You don't want to squirt them down with the hose and throw flour on them for their first event? Nothing.
Jeez, I didn't really think about it.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Just come on in.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's so weird.
It went very smoothly. Everything was fine. But getting back to the hoopra.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
You know, knee-deep in the hoopra.
Oh, yeah. So you're at the wedding. Go on.
Yeah, so I was just at the wedding, and you know, I had to MC the reception, and
he was like getting in their faces, like, "No, you're not going to change your clothes. We're cutting the cake right now."
Yeah, I had to keep everybody on track.
It was like he was the wedding planner. He's like, "Well, if you go now, then your photographer's going to leave, and you're not going to have anyone to,
capture this moment."
It sounds so stressful.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was. It was a Nigerian. My friend's Nigerian. She married a guy who was Jewish. And it was just two incredibly different cultures coming together.
He converted for her.
He did.
Yeah. Usually it's the other way around.
Brian and Nkechi.
Akechi?
Nkechi.
Nkechi.
Yeah. From Nigeria.
Oh. Yeah, he's Jewish?
Yeah, yes. He's Jewish.
And he converted to what?
Christianity.
Oh, yeah, Christianity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
She's one
of the... You hardly ever see that.
Yeah. She's one of the... like movers and shakers.
How do you
church announce
being the unchosen ones, though? I mean, you're Jewish. You're like the top of the religious pile, aren't you?
Well, the chosen ones.
I mean.
Oh, sorry. Protestants.
Oh, sorry.
I meant to say,
yeah,
you know,
say
right
Presbyterians.
After
Presbyterians.
Right after Presbyterians, I mean. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. So, yeah, it was a full weekend, and then our incredible Sunday night dinners. My goodness. Another home run evening. Boy, Ozark is just...
Ozark is great.
Home run, right?
I mean, you want a break. You want something good to happen to somebody.
The second season will not disappoint either.
Oh, boy. Don't say anything.
Give me a break.
We're six episodes in now. It's so good that as we were sitting there last night, because was like, oh, well, we're off next weekend, because I guess there's a night game. And John began discussing whether or not they could tape delay, you know. They're like, oh, I don't know. We're going to have to watch it. So,
you know how, you know where we are, Vinny? It's the moment where he's driving and somebody put a cross on the church.
Not one more nail, not one more screw.
Someone put a cross on the church.
Right. And he has...
Don't tell us anything.
Don't.
Well, no, but I mean, you know what he does. He just goes into... That guy is juggling... flaming swords, a bunch of them.
All right,
all at
and
once.
He doesn't know how to juggle.
He's just—it's
so
dropping them everywhere.
It's
oh my
almost
God.
You'd like. I don't think of it in the moment at all. There's no real relation to Ray Donovan in that sense. Mm-hmm. That like, oh, this is a knockoff of Rip. But he's got that same "what now" thing happening to him. Like
he just makes the decision.
Right.
Vinny, who's a better juggler, Ray Donovan or Jason Bateman?
Well, Ray Donovan does seem to...
Look, I'll be honest with you that I loved Ray Donovan for a minute there.
Mm-hmm.
But I am off that show.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't end. It just ended for me because I went, I'm out of here.
We all did. Like, right when they started the season
I'm still in.
Oh, you are?
Oh, absolutely.
And you got past the rough spot.
Well, it's coming back. Yeah, but it was lame for a little bit.
Yeah, so...
But I love him, so I'm sticking with it.
But a lot of good... Dexter did that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Dexter, I'm like, with your sister? No, you don't get to now like your sister. What the hell? I know you're crazy, but come on. Get back to killing people. Liking your... Anyway, right now, Ozark, as of the end of season two, I've loved every episode. It's only gotten better. There hasn't been a moment where I went, oh... Like, and the action and the FBI agent. Is he in that now? Yeah. For you guys, the FBI.
Yeah, he's starting making out with Redbeard.
Yeah. And he just saved the dude's life.
Yeah, he unplugged the electrical.
Like, he went and unplugged the thing that was going to...
Right.
Oh, boy.
Gnarly.
What a freaking thing. Like, holy crap.
Man, the problem is when you watch that, I don't know if you're able to fall right asleep, but it takes me a minute.
No, that show is anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety. Yeah.
415 says, you guys know that Ozark is a ripoff of Breaking Bad, right? They're the same show, basically.
Are they?
But they're not, because he's laundering money and the other guy was making meth.
Meth?
Yeah, well, that's
the
what I mean.
Show? There's a sick person? I mean, I don't know.
The action is also, like I said, kind of like Ray Donovan in that mm-hmm. he's got a lot of stuff going right. at once. And he just seems to be having to deal with it to save his own life.
Mm-hmm. It's like around every corner is something that's going to murder his family.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you need to change some stuff.
Right. I love the, I wish I could talk to you guys more about it. It's past.
No, no. Don't.
Yeah, don't but tell
it's,
us. Don't tell
no,
us.
No, no, no. It's past. It's the stuff with his wife. Just the, like, you saw him watching the video, right? Where
yeah.
you're like,
well, we just saw.
Don't
they,
watch
They
it.
Actually finally start to have a sweet moment together, and then he's just recreates the whole, that was on the episode we watched last night.
He starts smacking her ass, and she goes, you've never.
Oh, isn't it awful?
Yeah, I thought you liked
is
that.
Is it?
Isn't
it is
it?
Awful.
It's his way of getting sweet revenge on her.
It's not, though. He's so broken by it.
Cheating.
To have sat there and watched it the way he did repeatedly.
Over and over. Oh, it's just awful.
I have to see it.
Oh, it's just he's so broken by it. And anyone would be. Mm. Like, that's your person, and now this person's not.
And here they are starring in a video that you're
that
watching
you have,
all the time.
And you can't stop watching it.
He's even got, like, he'll be sitting in a chair, and he's got his laptop open, and she walks in, you know, so she can't see what's on the screen. He just pauses it, looks at her.
And it's on. He's watching it.
Oh, my God.
It's heartbreaking. Like, dude, turn that off.
Oh. Just stop doing that to yourself. You've got enough problems. You should really focus on the real problems that you have going on right now in your life.
Crunch.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend?
I surfed both mornings.
Oh.
Ooh. How was
for
it?
Hours. And had so much fun, you guys. Like whole, like, one of the things I'm alive to do is that. Mm-hmm. It's just the best feeling. Goofing off with friends. The moon was so full that I paddled out under moonlight in the dark. It was incredible.
Wow. I watched so scary.
The colors come up. It was incredible.
We've actually had some really pretty sunsets, which we don't get all that. I don't never see the sunrise on a weekend. but the sunsets have been, like, I was freaking out about the sunset on Saturday. I'm like, you guys, take a good look at this because we don't get gorgeous sunsets like this because our clouds aren't cumulus enough, you know, like everywhere where it's humid, you get, like, you know, you go to Hawaii, there's gorgeous sunsets. But it was just so pretty. So pretty. Like, oh, you guys, look at that. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I know that the surfing is, you know, brings it all back for you.
Yes.
You feel like you're a complete
person. So I got
person.
To surf. Then I went out to the beach with my family. And...
Oh, is that where that picture's from?
I saw the picture.
That is the cutest damn picture. Mm-hmm. That little kid looks like a little nugget. Like, that's a cute baby.
Well,
and she looks all breast milk fat.
Yeah, she's definitely
she's
doubled in size. She's healthy, but she's a baby, so... While there are these moments of, that's a bliss moment. Like, we're at the beach, older daughter's playing in the sand, younger daughter, where, you know, the whole thing is like, shade that kid. Ah.
Don't let her fall face first into the sand.
You know, we're like shading her and keep, but then the alarm goes off and she's, you know, wham. And you're like, oh, right, you're a baby.
I guess we got to go.
Right.
Since your alarm just went off.
So that's, you know, that's what you're up to for the first year.
Yeah. Gets so, better.
Well,
you know.
No, it's dude.
Really
we signed
fun.
Up for it, but she's a baby,
yeah.
And when baby gets here,
she'll keep you young, Vin,
or
totally kill you. One or the other, both. Oof.
Well, my, you know, mom, I don't want it to be mistaken. Mom's doing all the work, and yet there's still a screaming baby in the house. So it's like, oh yeah, yeah.
How is your 1 year old, Brinny?
She took her first few steps.
Yeah, dude!
Over the weekend?
I think it was Friday.
Oh, yeah. Boy. So did you spend all weekend just, like,
trying to get her to walk? But she doesn't,
oh, my God.
She doesn't really care to walk. Like, she...
She'll get there.
Yeah, it's funny because I try to get her to walk again. She just goes...
And she starts crawling.
Right.
She'd rather crawl.
No, I'm too tired.
Right.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah,
super fun. You're like weeks away, though, from handing her a note and $5 and sending her to the store.
Right.
Yeah. Good walking, kid.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Good for you.
Oh, I think that's it. We went through everybody's weekend.
Yeah. Fun.
That's great. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.